I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 805. Enjoy your taste of heaven. I bet, if you're like me, you wonder about heaven. What will it be like? Now, I know we have all those hokey images of puffy clouds and angels with wings and lots of harp playing. And one thing I'm sure of, it's going to be nothing like that. Instead, heaven will be about one thing: beautiful, healthy, loving relationships with one another, all centered around Jesus. Maybe a story of a recent experience will help us. This podcast is called The Two Greatest After the Two Greatest Commandments: to love God with all we've got, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to make sure that love doesn't just stay with us, but it extends to those around us. And the good news is we get all eternity to do that as well. Every 3 or 4 months, I take a brief plane ride from Seattle to Boise to see Jenny, our daughter, and Nathan, her husband, and 4 of my grandkids. I go on a Tuesday and come back on a Thursday, and it's quite a worthwhile trip. I go with no agenda except to be with people I love. I enter their world of soccer and shopping and board games and homework. I just try to hang out and be available to love those I love with the love of the Lord. Because I get there on Tuesday, about mid-morning usually, the kids are all in school, and I have time to settle in before the parental Uber starts making the pickup rounds. Finally, it was time for the littles to come home. Bryn, age 7, and Grady, age 9, are called the littles to distinguish from the older girls, who are 12 and 15. I was sitting on the couch, out of view, from the garage door where they would enter the house. And I heard Brynley's voice first. "Where is he? Where's Papa?" She was told that I would be there when they got home from school that day. Jenny said, "Go look, Papa's on the couch." She came running around the corner, big smile, lots of energy. I held my arms wide in a warm welcome with cries of, "Bryn!" Then there were long hugs and kisses on the head. And I got to repeat the process with Grady. Now, that led to lots of questions and conversation and laughter, and eventually to the Princess Game and Sky Joe and so forth. I couldn't help but wonder if that encounter is not repeated every single day, multiple times, as loved ones leave this world to enter into the presence of the Lord and the presence of those they love who have gone before them. My favorite psalm is not the 23rd psalm, although that's a goodie, as my dad would say. My favorite psalm is Psalm 16, for a lot of reasons, including the imagery in verse 11, where the psalmist says, "In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." Isn't that a lovely thought? When Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many rooms, if it were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you?" The image is of a father who keeps adding onto the house to make more and more room for members of the family who would come to live with him. When relationships are good and loving, they're kind of like the appetizer to the banquet of heaven, thanks be to God. Here's the great question. Think back in your life. When was the last time you had an experience like I described with Brynley, where the other person was thrilled to see you, big hug, loved to be in your presence? Now imagine that to the nth degree for all eternity. Let's pray this prayer from John Barnett. Lord, I confess, I don't often long for heaven. I'm a creature of this world and crave worldly things, not heavenly ones, all too often. I ask that you would grow a desire for me for heaven. Help me not be satisfied with the things of this world, but long for closeness with you and the perfection of eternity in your presence. Lord, thank you for the hope of heaven and the joy we will share when we are there with you and all of your loved ones. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 806. And in the meantime, my challenge for you today, podcast family, is to look for and enter into those moments of joyful welcome at the appearance of someone you love. Put the phone down, give him or her your full attention, and let them know how glad you are that this is happening right now. And then just enjoy your taste of heaven.